This is Allie Marshall talking to Justin Burita from the Glitch Mob. The Electronic Trio performs at the Orange Peel on Sunday, July 17th. Sound clips on this podcast are from the songs Bad Wings, Drive It Like You Stole It, and Starve the Ego, Feed the Soul from the Glitch Mob's 2010 album Drink the Sea.
We love Asheville. I don't know. There's these places where the elements line up and the cosmos align to make a really good live music sound. And Asheville is one of those places. It's hard to say exactly why. Something we talk about a lot, actually. But there's a couple places around the country where the energy of the people and the amount of people that come out to the show and just how they enjoy the music is just, it all lines up for who we are and what we do. And it's one of those places that every time we've been there and played, the energy has been amazing. We feel like the people are just really thankful and like live music. It's just something to do.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, kind of like Asheville, Colorado, Austin, Texas, San Francisco. There's a couple of cities like that. I mean, and Asheville is special because it's not as big as the other towns that are, they're kind of put in the same list. There's just something about it. Even, see, as far as any of the towns in the East Coast, we just love playing there.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Plus, there's really good food there, and we're total organic food hippies, so.
Oh, nice, yeah.
It works in our favor.
Yeah. That's got to be hard when you're on the road a lot.
Yeah, it's definitely can be being lots of truck stop meals and stuff like that. So it's really awesome when we're like, oh, we can't wait to get to Asheville. We've been in, you know, in the South, in Alabama for a week. Or whatever, so.
Right. One thing that I was wondering about is how, in your performance, you choose what to automate and then what to play live.
Right. Yeah, that's a really good question. It all has to do with what each person wants to play in the song, really, because we can pick any part of the song that we want to perform. Mm-hmm. We go through each song, we sit down, and we say, okay, so for this part, I want to do this, and then he wants to do that. And also, we think about it as far as the performance goes. What's going to look cool? So there's a song where, say, myself and Josh are on either side of the stage, stage left and stage right, and Ed is in the middle. Well, with a lot of parts of the set, Wolf and Josh and I will be playing drums in the song because it looks cool visually. So, and there's also certain things that we want to keep in the backing track just because, say, it wouldn't be particularly interesting to watch someone just play something that's just too simple sounds.
Yeah.
So we just kind of divide it up to really feel like, as we feel like, what's going to make the best show possible. Mm-hmm. And it also changes throughout the tour. There'll be sometimes where one guy will be playing a synth on the song, and we'll play a show, and say, like, oh, I didn't like that. I want to play some percussion or something like that, and then we can switch everything up.
So it sounds like then that performance is really part of it, that you're actually kind of, to some extent, mapping out a performance aspect of it as much as the musicianship. Is that true?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I would say that the musicianship happens predominantly in the studio where, I think, like, we're all... none of us are virtuosos at what we do, but we spent a lot of time in the studio, and I think when we go to perform, it's not as much about, wow, these guys are really good guitar players or keyboard players or whatever. It's kind of more about the overall feeling and the place it takes you to, mm-hmm. versus just how good we are for playing a particular instrument. And that's where we focus. What we are specifically doing, no one else is doing, and that's why it's exciting. And I mean, that's not to say that I don't think we're necessarily. I mean, I think that one of the interesting things is, like, say if you go to see a concert and you want to hear your favorite album, and then you hear the band play the album.
Yeah.
But it's not exactly what you heard on the record, and sometimes it can be really cool, and sometimes it can be disappointing because it sounds like the song you heard, but maybe they decide to add some other bits here and there. Or maybe the guitar they have sounds different than the one that they recorded with. Mm-hmm. So it's like a facsimile of the song. Well, what we're playing is literally the same exact thing that we made in the studio. And that's a cool thing about it, is that we can reproduce the songs live and play them. So it's a cool byproduct of being an electronic band. It's something that we really wanted to do. So, like, that's one of the benefits of performing the way we do. And also that we can change instruments throughout the set. So everything is very, very flexible. Like, whatever it is we want to imagine, we can say, so for this song, I'm going to play a synthesizer and then a keyboard and then the bass line and then the drums. But we never have to move anywhere else. It all just happens on the controller. So that's another really cool thing about it. And it does allow for a lot of creativity. And that's why I think you're starting to see a lot more bands, and even mainstream bands well-known bands like Radiohead or Muse or something like that, those guys all have computers starting to show up in their sets, because you can do lots of interesting things like that. So we're just really trying to push the envelope of what's even really possible just with the computer itself.
Right. So for you and maybe for everyone in the band, what came first? Was it the interest in technology, or was it the interest in music and instruments?
It all definitely started from an interest and love of music. Mm-hmm. We all are that type of people that grew up listening to music. We have, like, very our households have music playing all the time, and then I think it really was just a huge part of our lives, you know, adolescence and getting into college and everything. And then technology was a way for us to create music, and it just made sense for the time and place for us. I think if we didn't start making music on computers, we all probably would have started a band or something, just like a traditional band. It just kind of made sense for where we were and what we were doing, starting off as DJs.
For a long time, there was kind of this, like, tension between, like, really playing instruments versus electronic music. Do you feel like that's starting to go away, that it's no longer, like, a judgment against, like, if there's computers involved, that it's not real music?
I think that it's starting to change. I wouldn't say it's definitely gone away. Uh-huh. I mean, I think the perfect kind of summation of that is we have this video where we went around the streets of San Francisco, and we set up a generator and speakers, and we played music on the streets of San Francisco, like where street musicians would normally be playing music. Mm. But we played our computers, and the first thing that someone said, we set up outside the Apple Store, we're going to play some songs. So the guy, some old guy, came up, and he said, "These guys aren't musicians; they're they're faking it. They can't play a guitar. And that's kind of the general attitude. This was in 2008, I think. And that's definitely changed a bit since then. I think just among festival goers and people who love flat music, it's become more of an accepted thing to see people stand there with a computer in front of them and play music. I think almost just, I think what I feel, what we feel like coming from the performative side is people are maybe putting aside the judgment of what it is the person up there is actually doing, and coming to terms with the benefits you get from having a computer involved in the whole thing. And I think, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that a DJ can't do standing up there just playing songs that a live band can't. And likewise, I think there's benefits to both.
And I
do feel like there's a lot of acts right now that are basing their live shows off of computers, and they have great live shows. And that it's really, I think it's just becoming more of an accepted thing. And it has been elsewhere in the world in different capacities for a while now.